1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1.
I am Paul, and this letter is from me. God wanted me to go and tell people about Jesus Christ, so he picked me to be his special worker. And Sosthenes is here with me. He is our Christian friend, and he is helping me write this letter. I'm sending this letter to you Christians there in Corinth City. God picked you to be his own special people, and he joined you to Jesus Christ. You are in God's family now, along with everyone that says to Jesus, "You are my leader." He is their leader, and he is our leader too. I'm asking God our Father and Jesus Christ our leader to be good to you and to make you feel happy and quiet inside yourselves.
God gives his people lots of good things. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4.
I always thank God for you, Mob. You belong to Jesus Christ now, and God is really good to you. Yes, Jesus Christ gave you everything you need. He lets you know a lot of things, and he gives you the power to tell God's message to people. That shows that the message we told you about Jesus Christ is true. You really want our leader, Jesus Christ, to come back from heaven, and while you are waiting for him, you have all the spiritual power that he gives us to do his work. God will keep you believing properly in our leader, Jesus Christ, and you will stay strong for him until the day when he will come back from heaven. At that time, nobody will be able to blame you or say that you did anything wrong. God picked you to be friends of his Son, our leader, Jesus Christ. And you can trust God. He will keep you strong for Jesus.
Don't split up to follow different Christian leaders. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
My Christian friends, our leader, Jesus Christ, wants me to say this to you. All you Christians have to agree with each other and stay together. Don't split up. Please think the same way as each other and agree together about the right way to follow Jesus. You see, my friends, some of Chloe's mob told me what is going on there in Corinth. They reckon that you are arguing too much with each other and you are splitting into different groups. They reckon some of you say, "Paul is our leader," and others say, "That other man, Apollos, he is our leader." And others say, "No, not them. Our leader is Peter." And others say, "Jesus Christ is our leader." Listen, that's not right. Don't split up into groups like that. If you do that, it's like you are splitting up Jesus Christ. Stop and think about it. Did I, Paul, die for you on a cross? No way. And when Christian leaders baptized you, when they took you through that special washing ceremony, did they baptize you to show that you belong to me, Paul? No way. I thank God that I only baptized a few of you, so none of you can say, "Paul baptized me, so he is my leader." I only baptized Crispus and Gaius, and I just remembered, I baptized Stephanus and his family too, but I can't remember baptizing anyone else. You see, Jesus Christ didn't send me to baptize people. He sent me to tell the good news to people, that Jesus died for them. That message is powerful. God didn't send me to say smart words to people. That sort of talk is useless. People might just think about my smart words and not listen to God, so they will not hear God's powerful good news.
God shows his power in the message about Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18.
We tell everybody the message that Jesus died on a cross to save them. Some people hear that message and think it is stupid. Those people's spirits are finishing up and they are lost. But other people hear that message and think it is good. You are like that mob, and so are we. We know that message is from God. It tells us that he is using his power to save us. It is like God says in his book. People might think they are smart, and they might reckon they know everything, but God shows them that they are not wise, and he will stop them from doing what they are thinking about. So what does that tell us about the smart people in this world? And what about those people that reckon they properly know the Jewish law? And what about those people that can talk really good so that they win arguments? None of them get to know God. They leave God out. They don't think about him. And in the end, God shows us that they are all stupid. You see, God is properly wise. He knows that most people in this world want to be smart and think up their own ideas about God, but he blocks them. So they will never get to know him that way. Instead, God is happy to save everybody that believes his message. And we tell you that message, even though other people think we are stupid. You see, the Jewish people want to see God do something powerful, and then they reckon they will believe him. And other people that are not Jews, they just want to hear about smart ideas. But we are not like those people. We tell people about Jesus Christ, and we tell them that he died for them on the cross. The Jewish people can't understand that. It isn't what they want. So they don't believe it. And the other people that are not Jews, they reckon it is stupid. So they don't believe it. But we are different. God has picked us to save us. Some of us are Jews and some of us are not Jews. But when we listen to that message about Jesus Christ, it is a powerful message for us. We believe it and God saves us. And we know that God is really wise because he sent Jesus to save us. People might reckon that is a stupid thing for God to do, but God's way is better than the best idea any person ever had. And people might reckon that God is weak. They might reckon that he just let his son die. But they are wrong. God did that to show us that he is stronger than anyone else. My Christian friends, remember what you were like before God picked you. Most of you were not the smart sort of people. Most of you were not powerful people. Most of you didn't belong to important families. You see, people in this world reckon you are stupid, but God picked you anyway. He did that to show that those smart people are wrong and they have to feel shame. Yes, God picked the weak people in this world to show that the powerful people are useless, so they have to feel shame. And God picked people from this world that are not great and people that are like nothing, so that in the end, those other people that reckon they are great, they will become like nothing. God does that so that nobody can ever get up in front of God and say, I'm really good. I'm better than other people. But as for you, God joined you to Jesus Christ, you and us together. Jesus helps us to be wise, like God, and Jesus makes us to be God's friends, so that he will tell us we are all right. And Jesus makes us God's own special people too. Jesus died to pay for us and set us free from everything that is wrong. So we have to talk the way God tells us to. He says that in his book. If you want to talk about great things, don't talk about yourself, but talk about God, and tell everyone about the great things that he does.